As it turned out, during the time we did all this very difficult field work, I wish Zito was here because he was the one that did a lot of it. There he is, yeah. Anyway, well, the point was that we ended up with not getting any ice forces happening during the time we were there. This is quite discouraging. It's like sort of waiting for the bright aurora, or waiting for the volcano to erupt, or waiting for the next big earthquake, or waiting for a tsunami so you can photograph it. And I'd just like to say that geophysics has this as a chronic problem. And the solution is, fortunately, that today we have instruments that are very advanced that can be put out there. They'll sit there by themselves, and they'll watch, and when the event finally, at long last, does happen, then you can compare that with the period of inactivity, and you can say, the computer can decide, yes, this is really an event. You should really sample this data and take it and record it, send it back. And so it happens. It does work. So what I'm sort of happy about now, although it was a little too late for my project work, I'm happy that geophysics has this kind of electronics at its command, and the progress of it can be so much faster than it was in the old days. So I guess that's about all I can say.